Pete Kemp might seem out of place in eastern Georgia.
That is, I think, a good example.
A 66-year-old Afrikaner whose family farmed in southern Africa for four centuries. But he is here to revive wheat and corn production on this former Soviet collective farm, and he says he likes it.
I had a new life here and tried to make friends with all the people in Georgia, learning their culture. I'm here from 3rd of March. I didn't hear of one murder in Georgia in this time. I didn't hear about any bank robbery. I didn't hear about any hijacking.
It is not just the high crime rates that prompted Kemp to leave South Africa. It also was the threat of farm seizures made by ANC Youth League President Julius Malema and other politicians.
Now there is no, absolutely no security of land in South Africa. And with a youth leader like Malema, who can go up and stand and say, anyway, I want this land for South Africa, for the future of South Africa, and he can take yes what he wants. For me, I said no.
Georgia is playing on these insecurities, seeking to recruit Afrikaner farmers to help revive the nation's moribund agriculture. In the 20 years since the collapse of the Soviet Union, half of Georgia's farmland has gone out of production. Georgia's Canada-educated economy minister, Vera Kobalia.
They have done an exceptionally great job over the years in South Africa, and for them to give them an opportunity to do the same thing here, and for Georgian farmers to learn from the experience that they will receive from their new neighbors, from the South African farmers.
Kobalia praises Sandra Roloffs, the Dutch-born wife of Georgian President Mikhail Saakashvili, for promoting the program. Dutch is the mother language of Afrikaans.
It probably helped in terms of making them feel even more secure in Georgia, because there's definitely that connection, the Holim connection in Georgia.
Kemp says he and a group of Afrikaner farmers were impressed by Georgia's First Lady.
We call her Sandra. She was touring a week with us. We're cutting grapes with her, and she talked Afrikaans, Netherlands.
Kemp is a devout Protestant and feels a strong connection to Georgia's overwhelmingly Christian population.
We believe in the same God. There's just one God, and I think that is the biggest thing for our group.
And Kemp says he and other Afrikaner pioneers feel welcome here.
Marlova.
But Mariam Georgiadze, who runs a farmers' aid organization, worries that the 10 Afrikaner farmers here now might lead to a big influx of foreign farm directors.
It depends how many South Africans will come, of course. If it is few, just for modeling, and will it make big problems? But if the tendency will be there will be many South African farmers coming, and there will be tendency to convert people in rural areas again just into labor force for coming so-called investors. I don't think that this system is viable.
Kemp believes that Afrikaners will help jumpstart Georgian agriculture, but he says they must integrate into Georgian society.
We must go in Georgian, in Georgian language, in Georgian culture, that they saw us as Georgians, not anymore as South Africans come to Georgia.
Kemp says he does not want his new life in Georgia to be like his old life in South Africa, where he was part of a successful minority envied by the rest of the population. James Brook, VOA News, Sartachala, Georgia.